When it comes to the greatest of all time, the GOATs, pick an industry. You know the names. Basketball, Jordan, tennis, Serena, world leaders, Mandela, food, Frieri. But one GOAT debate has yet to be settled. It's the GeoGuessr debate. Who is the greatest of all time, dropping pins on a GeoGuessr map? We'll find out over 8 rounds, 8 weeks, GeoGuessers from around the globe, the best the internet has to offer. This is Pinheads, the GeoGuessr podcast. All right, welcome to Pinheads, the show that crowns the best guesser in town. We've said that now 7 times. Woo. This is the 7th episode. It's the penultimate episode. I love using that word. You know what that means?
Ooh, the penultimate?
Yeah.
Meaning right before?
Yeah. You know what that means?
The right before the finale, yeah.
I just love that word. I think it's a great word. It's the penultimate episode. And it's the penultimate map that our players played. And if you go back to week 2, when we talked to Drew Toothpaste, feels like years ago now.
Yeah, truly. Hope he's well. Shout out to
DT. This is before he was taken down by the federal government for putting all those pictures of buttholes on the internet.
Well, yeah, you'll have that.
You asked your favorite question, which is, what's the map that gives you fits?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He said, Japan. And I was the only one who knew, like, we were going to see Japan. I couldn't remember when, but we were going to see Japan again. And it was this past week that we saw Japan. Or this week, sorry, that we saw Japan.
Yeah.
It was difficult for me. I know it wasn't the easiest map for you or for Deuce. And we'll get into it with our guest. I believe his name is Tom OXYT. I'm sure it's... Look, I'm 1-for-1 on tough names. You're 0-for-1.
Yeah, well, I would put a guess out there that maybe it's something other than Tom OX.
Okay, all right. We'll see who's right. If I can go 1-for-2 against you in pronunciation and diction and all things speaking, you're the better speaker of the two of us. I'm okay with that.
I was going to say. Yeah, that's okay. If we're 50-50, we split it for the season, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But Ben, you seem to want to move on to Japan pretty quick here. We're just kicking off the episode. We usually have a recap of the previous round.
No. I like to look forward, Ryder, for those American football fans listening. I know there's people all around the globe that listen to Pinheads, but maybe you're familiar with the greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick.
Oh.
Who's always said, we're on to name the team. We're on to Cincinnati. So we're on to Japan. There's nothing to discuss from last week. Why would you want to discuss last week?
Yeah, I think there's a good reason to. You know, maybe two. One, the round was called Nightmare. And two, it was your nightmare in that you had impressively just absolute abomination of not just one round, not two, but all 5 maps. I mean, it got to the point where some of your scores were like 63 and 80.
Can I ask you a question?
That just constitutes some effort, and it just, it makes me sad.
Are we doing the writer rundown this early, and am I the writer rundown?
You are the writer rundown. This is the rundown, and this is going
to
hurt.
Can I leave?
We have to
reflect. Do I have to be here for this?
Oh, you absolutely have to be here. I mean, let's put the stats in perspective. So you had a total of 186 points. Amongst any map that I've ever played with you, over all 5 maps, 186 points. Of all the maps and all the games we've played, you have never even come close to that score, maybe on the occasion of zeroing out, which is... And how long have you been playing this game, Ben?
8 years, Ryder.
Oh, 8 years. 8 years.
Do you want to know my average game score per round?
Yeah, what's your average game score?
16,975.
Yeah, and how many did you get in this one?
You told me, I think it was 186.
Yeah, 186.
Yeah.
You were 34,130 miles away from your target in total. The circumference of the Earth is 24,000. So you were about 1.4 times around the Earth.
I gave the Earth a nice bear hug.
And then some. You were crossing the hands. It was... Wow.
There are all these innuendo jokes I could make right now, but I'm not going to make them.
Please don't. Please don't. You did all of it impressively quickly in 2 minutes and 16 seconds, which...
Do you want to know why? Yeah, because I was just so fucking fed up with this map. And I understand that I'm the one who put it on here. I want you to know, I knew that it was a map that only had so many locations.
So I purposefully didn't check it beforehand. So I'm like, if I look and I play it to quality control this map, I will have seen five of like the 60 different locations.
Sure.
I don't want to know them. I don't want to have that advantage. So I don't even remember how I found it. I might have looked up Nightmare. It might have been like a related map on a different map. And I was like, oh, that sounds just totally masochistic and the type of thing we'd want to put in this really wacky, zany tournament. And that's what I did. Little did I know that it was going to like fuck me the most.
Yeah. All I just heard over everything you just said is, wah, I don't want to be a champion. You put it on, you put it on the tournament, and because you're a confident player. You're a great player normally.
Thanks.
And this one just absolutely, it's like being excited for the fight. You know, you get in the round, you've been training well, and you get hosed. That is what happened in this round. I mean, there were 15 people that were below 1,000 points over that round. That's never happened on any certain scale. So it certainly was not just you. There, but for you, there was someone who got 3-0s and still beat you. I mean, even our friend Karen scored a 1 point, a 0 point, another 1 point round, and a 0 point, and she still beat your score by 8.5 times.
Yeah, I was like incredibly bad, but not the worst on every single one of them. And whereas other people were the worst on maybe one or two of them, but had one score that could get them to like 2,000 points. It was bad. I still believe I'm a good player. It's kind of like, you know, if you're in a playoff series and you shoot over 20, I'm going to come back the next night, keep shooting. I shot my shot in Japan. It wasn't great. But you get me on an America map, and you know this because I've taught you. I've taught you how to do this.
True. Very true. Very true. Absolutely.
I'm very confident in my ability.
As you should be. As you should be.
One of the proudest moments for me has been to watch people in our group of friends that started playing this past November. It's been about 6 months now. Is watching them master it, get better than me. Like the Watchdog.
Oh,
The Watchdog might be the best among us now.
He was on fire for a long while.
See, so as much as you are just taking me down here, block by block.
Oh, there's more. There's so much more.
But before you continue to bury me, I just want to say, for those people listening, I'm sure you, and we've heard this from all of our guests, people saying, you know, I started playing, thought it was pretty cool. I kept playing. I got better. I watched other people play on their Twitch stream, which I still don't know what that is, but I don't care. I've watched other people play. Studied the bollards. I've studied the maps. I know the contours of the road and different. And that's awesome. Good for all of you for getting better. But every once in a while, you have a humbling experience because as long as you don't cheat like Muko, this game humbles you.
Oh,
and I got humbled. So by all means, Ryder, continue to humble me.
There's not much, and there's other stats for the entirety of the round. I mean, you guessed it. I mean, whenever you have a map that is Northern Greenland and the North Shore of Russia, you're not set up for success based on all the other maps that you have. That's what makes it a hard map. That's why it's the Nightmare map. But how bad did it? Ooh. I mean, 93 out of 98 players topped your total score in one map.
Okay, but you realize it could have happened to anyone, right? Like, you just named Northern Greenland. And I will say this. We'll go back quickly. The Northern Russia one on the far eastern coast of Russia. Is that what it was? Oh, no. Sorry. It was the far eastern coast of China, but like right on the Russian border. I should have gotten closer. There were Chinese. We looked at this last week with Mate Potato. There were Chinese characters, like written characters. And I missed it. That was a bad miss. But for the other ones, it's like, come on. I took a guess just like everybody took a guess, and I just guessed really wrong. So you can bury me as much as you want, but this map was a crapshoot. If we played it again, I think I could have finished in the top third, and somebody else in the top third could have finished where I did. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
And you weren't last. I mean, the last place player got 161 points.
Who's the last place player?
That was Quentin Chavi. Got 161. Yeah, tough break. I mean, Deuce, our good friend, he beat your score by 13 and a half times. But you don't have to feel too bad because there are a lot of really good players that struggled on this as well. Field Raccoon, who has been at the top of our leaderboard week after week, only got 670 points and didn't do too well in that round.
Can I also just name something else?
Yeah.
Going into the penultimate week, We have 200 sure. people, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what place I'm in even after my second to last place run?
Sure.
I'm in 30th place, Ryder. So wow. so I actually think you can continue. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I'm in 30th place, you bitch. So that's the way the saying goes. That's the way the saying goes.
Ben, I mean, you knew this grind was going to come for a week, but defending yourself pretty admirably, and it doesn't matter. This happened, and you're the difference of all of this, Ben, is that you are the host of a Pinhead's GeoGuessr podcast.
Can we, I just want to name a few things. We always talk about who's in the top five, and it's the same names. It's Mitchie on Twitchy, yeah. It's Mookie on yeah. Dookie, it's Spencer, it's Field Raccoon, it's all our favorites. It's
yeah,
JD.
Yeah, yeah.
JD is a Sad Stars fan, plays Home Depot map. It's all those people. I just want to name for you who's right around me, because some of these names are great. In 31st place is Daddy Yank Me. Not Daddy Yankee. Daddy Yank Me. I'm a little turned on. Daddy Yank Me.
I don't like how you asked it like a question just then. That didn't sit well with me.
Sorry. In 31st place is Daddy Yank Me. There you go. I'll just say it like it's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a normal name. Daddy Yank Me is in 31st place. So I won't go over all the other names, but we spend so much time talking about the people who are at the top, and we don't spend nearly enough time, in my opinion, talking about Daddy Yank Me. I'm going to ask it as a question again.
Ew. I hate it. Yeah,
it's not
I mean,
my
the
name.
Watchdog,
it's not me. It's
the
not
Watchdog
one of my burners.
Is right behind you. So in terms of players that we know, I mean, Ben, out of the crew, the Watchdog at 359 and you are at 363. So you got some work to do. You're also beating our buddy Mate Potato. And I'm going to say it, Mate Potato. He deserved it. Thanks for joining the pod. He's at 345. JW, he's at 342. So, I mean, a lot of players. And you're beating Drew Toothpaste, who's at 328.
Can I tell you something? I don't know how many weeks Drew Toothpaste has actually played. I think he's taken a few off. Look, he does some cool shit. And I think he's doing cooler stuff than our stuff. So I think that's what happened. I don't think he's played every week. You're barely beating someone named Double Whiskey Gaming.
Oh, dude. Yeah. And he was a double donut. So we have that in common.
Yeah.
But what place am I in? Oh, 54th.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Sorry to beat you down there. You knew it was coming. And I think for a lot of us who have played in your shadow for a while, it was a humbling experience that what you said, any given round, you can be there. So yeah,
that's the fun of this game. You're always learning.
On to Japan.
You're always learning. On to Japan. We will come back in just a minute with Tom OXYT. That's what I'm calling him. You're calling him something different.
No, just not that.
Just not that?
Yeah, just not
See,
that.
That to me is a little under. Unfair that you could be tied with me in getting names right by not guessing a name. That to me is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's something like Tamoxot or something like that. That's what I'm getting.
Tamoxity?
Tamoxity. Let's Tamoxity. Go with that. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
It's definitely not that, but let's go with that.
Suspense, everybody, for the second week in a row. This guest, we know who it is. It's not special guest.
Not a special guest. We know who it is, and he is joining us from across the pond, staying up. We're, we're really excited to chat with him.
Can I just say, too, he's down there in the standings. He thinks Ireland's a tropical nation, but our producer, Deuce, is the way he is finding people, and people are finding him to join our Intrepid podcast is pretty incredible. And then, I mean, I don't have any of these loaded up already, but if you're not following the Pinheads, the GeoGuessr podcast Twitter account, there's 128 of you, 127, because I'm one of them. But please follow, because, I mean, he's just fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. He's been putting in a ton of work with the Pinheads podcast. You know, he's been our main contact. He's also having way too much fun responding on Twitter, which is amazing. So big ups to Deuce, who is celebrated a birthday this week, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Deuce. As his podcast company says, and as we always say, Deuce rules. He's Deuce the rules. Best. Well, with that, we'll be back with TomoxyYT, hashtag, whatever his name is. We're going to find out, but we're thrilled to have him because he's been pumping our stuff for the last 7 weeks. He's been playing live rounds. We'll get into it with him on the Japan round after a word from our sponsors.
Battle Royale getting you down? Does your hand hurt because you punched a wall when you lost your country streak? Can you not sleep because you played so much GeoGuessr that when you take your eyes off your computer screen, you're still all wired up? Well, Nama CBD is going to help you out. CBD products are helping people with all of those problems all over the world, but Nama does it in a way better than anybody else. They do the best ingredients. They don't put any of that high fructose corn garbage into it, and they do it in flavors and styles for your particular taste. They got your anytime CBD. They get literally anytime, it's in the name. They got your relaxed CBD. You just lost your country streak again. You don't want to play anymore. You just want to sit down and relax. Take a relax. It's going to help you out. They got your sleep CBD. You can't sleep because you've been thinking about that country streak that you lost. Take a sleep CBD, man. It's going to help you get those Z's. And then my personal favorite, Relax Plus. Delta 8. Look it up. It's the cousin to THC. You want to pop one of these, put it on a movie, sit down, do some guessing. You're going to forget you have knees. Go to bed, you're going to wake up feeling like a million and $1. $1 million is not enough for how good you feel after a night's sleep on these. So namacbd.com, namacbd.com. Check it out. Get yourself a bottle. You will not regret it. Nama CBD. Live life the Nama way.
We are back here on Pinheads, and we are thrilled to be joined for the second straight week with a guest on the other side of the pond, which is fantastic. As these maps have gotten harder, so has it gotten harder to line up times in which we can talk to people. Last week, we talked to Mate Potato at 3 a.m. his time. Never to be confused with Mate Potato, Eric Ryder's imaginary...
Mate Potato.
Eric Ryder's imaginary friend.
Potato.
We're through this. I already won it.
Yeah, it's true. It's Mate Potato. I'm just trying to hold my ground.
And we're here with Tom. No other alternate pronunciation but Tom. But Tom's GeoGuessr handle is GeoTomOXYT. Did I get that right, or does it all flow together, Tom?
I go with Tom Ox, because I'm Tom Ox. From Oxford. You know, it's creative, and then the geo is off the geo, and the YT is just to try and push people desperately towards my YouTube channel, which I think has done absolutely zero good.
But this is about to have it take off.
There you go. That's it. This will be the watershed moment.
That's right. Yeah, Mate Potato got his blue check because we talked about him, so this is where it goes.
You love it.
And then he put up, as of right now, and we're still on Monday recording this, so you're all hearing this a week after we're recording it. The round opened this morning, at least here in the U.S. it opened in the morning. And Mate Potato, so freed by the fact that Ryder knows how to pronounce his name, has put up an unbelievable 20,400-point score on a Japan round. Remember, he grew up in India. He's living in the Netherlands. He never told us anything about Japan. The one other player I wanted to mention today would be Drew Toothpaste, a.k.a. Crud Bump, who, if we go back, Deuce, maybe you can find this from the episode with him. He said, there better not be a Japan round.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of when I saw
that. The whole time I knew the Japan round was coming. And I've been sitting on it for a while. So sorry, Drew Toothpaste. But Tom, this was right up your alley, right? Japan,
yeah,
Matt, you love this.
Like, backyard. No, as... if anyone's watched my vid, I mention at least twice... Japan on GeoGuessr is one of my huge weak spots. I spent the entire round going, road numbers, that place, can we find this place? No, because it's a tiny suburb of a massive city. What throws me as well is you look at Japan and it just, from the map, it just looks like a huge mass of suburbia. It just looks like there's roads everywhere, there's cities everywhere. And you get down on the ground and go, actually, there's a lot of sparse space. And I have no idea how to differentiate from the north and the south apart from maybe trees. But as you can see from my glorious score of 8,389 points, it didn't go that well.
You beat Deuce.
You doubled me. I did so bad this round that you doubled my score.
And you beat one of our other guests, Cody, Golden Totoro. So he had a tough round too. And look, last week, what did I come in, Deuce? Nightmare mode? Did I come in second to last?
Second to last. Yeah, you did not lose. Well, you did, but you didn't lose fully.
I lost pretty bad. And the good news is everybody can have one of these weeks from time to time.
Oh, completely.
Before we get into the Japan map, though, Tom, we want to ask just a couple questions that we ask all of our guests. So first of all, why GeoGuessr? Why do you love it?
I've always enjoyed geography, exploring maps, all that stuff. I saw GeoGuessr be played... God, it was someone's YouTube I mean, years ago, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, something like that. And I can't remember for the life of me who it was. And then picked it up every now and then. So I think back in the days when it was free. And then I've been playing it on and off, I'd say, for maybe about a year. And then really dove into it over the last 6 months and really enjoyed it so much. I thought, you know, it mixes in with some of the other content I do surrounding football. And so I do that, and I'm quite adept at football stadiums in the UK and Europe and stuff. So that's kind of where I'm strongest. But it's just really good fun. And the amount I have learned in the last 6 months by playing this game, not just the useless facts of, hang on, there's a rift in the sky and we're in Africa, we must be in Senegal. Yeah. You know, it's things like I now have quite a strong knowledge of where countries are in Europe and capital cities and other things like that, which is quite nice. So it does make walking out to town going, oh, there's a web suffix on the, oh yeah, we're in the UK. Yes, we're at home. I remember now. It just kind of ruined real life a little bit, but you know, it's fine.
Right on. Well, I know Japan might be a map that's on there, but we like to ask, you know, what are the maps, you know, for different players that, you know, kind of gives you fits and you struggle with if they randomly pop up or anything else.
Yeah, Japan
comes to mind.
Japan's really hard. I do really struggle.
Yeah.
With Japan, just because I have so little experience of it. Through life and then through GeoGuessr. South America, I'm not too hot on. I don't really know hugely differentiating things apart from the obvious. So they're quite hard. But, it, you know, every day's a learning day on GeoGuessr, even if you're just doing the daily challenges or jumping in with other creators and playing along in ChatGuessr on streams or whatever. There's always something to learn from every round. And you kind of try anyway, and take something on from that round and go, okay, so that's that. That's where we are. Okay, let's try and remember that in future. And it normally always fails, which is even better.
Kind of the nature of it. And how long you been playing for?
Properly, as in playing almost daily, I'd say about 5 to 6 months, something like that. Kind of late last year, cool. Towards the end of one of the lockdowns over here. Got into it a bit, playing. My wife really likes it as well, so we try and play along at the same time, like doing UK maps, obviously where we're from. We enjoy doing, and I play quite a lot of it on my streams as well. We do ChatGuessr with the guys in my stream, which is good fun. So not a huge amount of time, not as much as some of the other fantastic players that are in the community.
Who's the best GeoGuessr player that's out there?
There are some very good ones. Obviously, GeoWizard, who's from very much my neck of the woods.
He won't talk to us.
Yeah. You know, well,
we can't get him.
Why would he?
He's a great. I haven't conversed with him at all, really, but he's from my neck of the woods. He's only from maybe about 20-30 miles from where I live. Obviously, he's huge. Geo Peter as well. I don't know if you come across Geo Peter, who has exploded in the last 6 months in terms of his content. His is on another. He is on another level completely. And then close to home, Amazing Chi, who is another content creator who does football stuff on GeoGuessr, who's in this as well. And I was beating to start with, and now he's starting to beat me, which is quite upsetting. But he does research, so that's
why. The scary thing about GeoWizard is you know that he's 20 to 30 miles from you. He knows the exact coordinates of your house.
Yeah.
He knows everything. Tom, just be careful, all right?
He's not in the bushes. No, we're okay. We're fine.
Yeah. No, he is. You wouldn't know.
He's doing a straight line mission across my garden as we speak.
Exactly.
Tom, I got to ask, who's your team? Who's your football team?
Oxford. So a team that look at the blank faces. No one will know. So that's where I grew up. They're in League One, which is the third tier of English football that we have just squeaked into the end of season playoffs, which start a week tomorrow. So exciting times.
Sounds like how I feel about the Boston Celtics right now. We're about to squeak into the playoffs.
You're very close, aren't you? Very close.
They are stumbling into the playoffs like a drunkard at the closing time at a bar. So we're in a lot of trouble.
As long as you're there. As long as you're there.
You're right about that.
One too many Subway subs for Jason Tatum.
That's not going true.
The bacon is not going well for him.
No, it is not. All right, well, why don't we move into our Japan map? I think all four of us had our struggles. Ryder, you just finished as of this time. Are you ahead of me? I bet you are after your round one.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Took the top cake. I happen to pull top rank of the four of us by getting very lucky. I'm happy.
You had a couple of duds, but then you had two really strong rounds.
I had two strong ones, and that'll prop up all my whole ego for the rest of the day. So,
well, okay, we are going to run through these five a little more quickly than usual. And Tom, we apologize for that, but we are recording this about 10 minutes before a work meeting that I have. Hopefully nobody from work is listening. They probably aren't. So I think we're good. All right. Let's talk through number one, which had us, you know, in Kyoto, which to me, I couldn't find anything that told me that. But Ryder, you hit really big on this. It does kind of look like you're in the outskirts of a city. Tom, what were you thinking through this one?
Obviously, the blue sign on the kind of the pylon over the top was the first thing I looked at. Bear in mind, it's Japan. I know nothing about it, as we've mentioned. I looked around at the surrounding landscape and you go, okay, you've got a bit of mountains and quite a bit of flat. That could be anywhere. But looking at the sign, I saw the central Kyotonabe and thought, okay, that makes it sound like Kyotonabe could be a big place, could be a big city, a big region. And if it's got central, that tells me it's massive, there's a central part. So I spent pretty much about 1 minute 50 looking for Kyotonabe or Hirataka, sorry, Hirikata even. I couldn't find either.
You know, I'm looking at that sign again, and this is where I missed the Kyoto thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the killer.
I'm going to zoom.
There it is. It's right. Although, you know what? It's clear as day. It's clear as day now, but if I remember correctly, on the actual stream on the game, it was blurry. And I don't think you could see that so clearly. We'd have to.
Is that an excuse you're making for yourself?
No, I mean, look, either that or I just missed it, but I'm seeing it now and I don't think I saw it last time. I remember I had to kind of click myself back down the road in order to get a clearer picture of the sign. I can't believe how clear it is here, and so I probably missed it.
Oh, man.
That's frustrating to see that, because I ended up in northern Japan, like the other island, Japan, is how far away I was, and I could have just easily plopped it right next to Kyoto if I had seen that.
I think where I saw it was Kyoto, and it said 1 kilometer to the right when you're looking at the sign, and I knew we were facing east-west. And so I just stopped. There's not much north of Kyoto, so I went south, and managed to find, you know, those two cities just kind of along that road, and kind of went closer to Hirakata because why not?
I will say,
it was close enough. Yeah,
a lot of people got this. So my excuse making, don't even listen to me, Tom. You and I were about the same amount of weight, and Deuce put himself on the tropical island of Japan, much like it's. Brought to you by the same people who take it to Ireland. All right.
It's fine. Amazing ad.
Because we got to move quickly, I'm going to move us on to number two, which certainly didn't look like number one. Looked like we were kind of somewhere a little more rural, very green, with some mountains. Tom, talk us through what you did here.
I went for trees. I saw the trees and thought, well, that looks a bit more northern. It kind of reminded me of like a Norway or like a Scandinavia you would in Europe, which is obviously a map I'm far more familiar with. I did trek up and down the roads and see if I could find anything that might give me a road number or a city this way, 3 kilometers or something like that. Found absolutely nothing. So just plonked my pin. Whether I put it towards the top of the main island, I think. Yes, I did. Just kind of just south of Sapporo. No, top of the top island, even. Yeah, I was wrong.
Either way, it's not where you wanted to be.
It was closer than the first round, so I'll take that.
Can we talk about who had one of the best rounds here, Deuce? And I think we need to do a follow-up, like, separate interview. Was Tony Bove?
Yeah.
Huh?
I saw.
What?
Oh, wow.
I actually reached out to him. Tony's a buddy of ours who hadn't heard about the game until now and has been doing terribly. So that's definitely a PR for him. Awesome. I actually texted him a picture of it.
Yeah.
He did better than Mitchie on Twitchy. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, probably by over 1,000 points.
That's why he's not fearsome
that's
anymore.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Not right, fearsome.
Tony can beat
just
him.
A normal dude.
Yeah. If Tony from the Boxed podcast can beat him, anyone can.
I don't think I could have been further. From this, I think you all went Sapporo. I went to the absolute southern tip of the island, thinking, gotta be a chance. And no chance.
Well, number three was a little bit closer to the southern tip. We were in Ayagawa, Kagawa, Japan, and there were some signs right away. And Tom, I'm not sure if you tried to use those signs with the limited time. 2 minutes is not a lot of time, especially in Japan. But I'm not sure if you tried to look for the right road here, given that we had a highway sign not too far from where we started.
Yep, completely what I went for. I saw 17 and scanned for 17 and realized at the end that it was a 17 in a little hexagon and I was going for a 17 on a shield, which, yes, spoilers, yeah, will help me in about the explanation that's coming in about 3 minutes' time. But yeah, I ended up going... where did I end up going? I ended up right over just north of Tokyo on the 17 with the shield on it. And then thought, oh, it's a different one. So yes, that was possibly my worst one. I can't have a look. Let's have a look.
I was right there with you.
It was, yeah, borderline my worst one, which isn't much of a horse race, but there you go.
Actually, nope, Deuce timed out. I was going to say maybe Deuce had the best round here.
No. I this was a hard analysis paralysis round for me, where same thing, I was looking for the 17, I was looking for exactly the names, then just didn't even look at the clock.
Yeah.
So my pin dropped somewhere in the ocean, definitely not close to where I wanted to be.
Yeah. And it's true, I didn't even realize until you just brought it up, Tom, the different shapes for the 17. I just figured blue 17,
it's got to be that somewhere.
the four of us combined scored under 2,000 points.
Ooh. Oh, go us.
Yeah, yeah. out of a possible 20,000. So that that just shows you how we did.
So wow, people aren't listening to this for hints. Just
no, we should
not this round.
No,
so disclaimer. Just put that in there.
This is not a what not to do round. Yeah, this is not a tips and tricks podcast.
No,
I'm gonna jump for this call, Tom. It was wonderful to meet you.
Lovely.
Thanks
cheers
for joining
Ben.
Us.
No worries. Cheers.
Later. All right. Well, now that he's gone,
Ben finally went off. So he said he had a work call. I know for a fact that he was going to practice his Muppet beatboxing.
Yeah.
We all know it. Just say it, Ben. He's going for first year beatboxer.
Yeah. He's going to try and he will fail miserably. But who knows what the Boston Puppet Opera House is actually doing these days. Anywho, Tom, sorry to waste your time.
It's fine.
Let's move on to map number four. I think while where we are in map number four, I see five. I am trying to find four.
Right in the middle, Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I think this one, Tom, is where I figured out the different shape signs. Because here's 17.
I did exactly the same. Looking at Ben's score, he did exactly the same. I saw it and thought, oh, this is actually the road I'm supposed to be on then. There's the 17. And looking through the road, I saw it coming out of Tokyo and followed it up and down. And then realized I couldn't find the was it the 125 coming off it, I think, looking back?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
I found Takasaki and Fukaya. Thought, okay, so we're further south than them, looking at the compass. Went back down and then realized at the end of the round that the 17 splits into two 17s, which I didn't see until the end. And I was, well, not too far away, 1.8 miles, so you can't really complain about that. But it felt like a round I should have 5K'd, to be honest, because you got the junction. I found the road pretty quickly. I felt like there was a 5K opportunity sitting there, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I think I had the same logic because I found, what was it? I found Takasaki pretty quick. And so that's where I started just going down the road. Mm-hmm. I found Fukaya and then kept going down and used some of the... You know, really use some. It felt like it was near a railroad, so I saw that railroad that was right there, and I started kind of going down that way, and found 125, and I was kind of hunting around and started scanning through, and that's kind of where, you know, just kind of relied on the safety pin that I had there. Yeah. But ultimately came through with another top score on my round, which is again what is going to boost my confidence for the rest of the day. So yeah,
you love it. Excellent.
There you go,
Deuce. How'd you do?
Oh, I mean. For me, I did good.
Nice.
Which, if we're playing personal best, right? I think this was the best one I had. By far the best one I had in the round. But, you know, still not good. I got 2,000 points. I was all excited about it until I went to go click on your guys' names and realized all of you were 4,900 something. But I ended up in Nagoya. I think it was because I found 125, or I found one of those signs, and just couldn't find the junction, but figured I'm just going to put a safety pin on this road, thinking it's somewhere close.
Yeah.
And it was not that close. It was 150 miles, 149 miles away.
The interesting thing about Ben, he's not here to defend himself, so I feel it's fine.
Absolutely. Continue with whatever you're about to say.
He got 4994. Okay, so that's, you know, an excellent score. Let's not, you know, criticize him for that. But he had a minute and 3 seconds left on his round.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating when people use the full time.
I am completely guilty of it. You watch my videos and you sit there and go, why did you not use the full time if you know? But yeah, I maxed out apart from one round all of my time.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Every other round he maxed out.
Apart from the one who got close to him.
You guys think he's working with Muko on this one?
Ooh.
Conspiracy Corner.
Wow.
Maybe he's working with Muko on one map.
He's just tired of losing. Maybe he's just the long play. He's just like, I'm going to wait till week six to really pick up my speed because I want the title, you know. But
he's going to wait till season seven of this.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to. With how slowly he's ramping up.
It's the real slow burn for Ben.
Oh, man. Anywho, Ben, we love you, guy. But let's move on to map number five. We have. This brought us to the mountains, to Yabu Yogo. I know as soon as we got dropped, a lot of green, a lot of mountains. That made me think northern Japan, but I was off. So, Tom, how'd you get there?
I went exactly the same. I went northern Japan. Ah. I went over near Sendai and Yamagata, I'm guessing region or whatever. I saw mountains. It reminded me again of similar to kind of Scandinavia-y feel, maybe Canada.
Yeah.
So you think north, you think cold. I couldn't find a lot jumping up and down the road. In terms of any kind of road signs or place names or anything like that. So just threw a pin at it and hope for the best and didn't luck out. I think it was my worst round looking at the scores. Yeah, 380 miles away, so 515 points. It wasn't the best. But again, as I mentioned, Japan is a real big kind of area I need to improve on and learn about and learn the different kind of bits and pieces that's in there, really.
Yeah, I think those mountain regions really do throw off because I kind of followed the same logic going north with a similar map I vaguely recall was kind of like, okay, I'm gonna go northwest of Tokyo and that's gonna bring me in the region, you know. I found the sign pointing to the temples and I know there's a road that's got, you know, a number of them in a row just from the previous map that I played, so I just went on muscle memory and thought it was going to be northern Japan, but it actually turned out to be, much further south than what my original take was.
Yeah.
But still, you know, within 260 miles. So I'll take it for not knowing anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's it. Grateful to pick up points. Just
right. Exactly.
For literally a blindfolded throw. So
right. So Deuce, How did you get 106 points of pure glory?
Tried really hard.
Yeah.
You know, put a lot of heart out there.
A lot of heart.
No, this is where I had that come to Jesus moment, you know, where it was, I don't know anything about Japan and all the regions look very similar. Like to what you were saying, Tom, like I couldn't tell north, south, even like looking at the trees. I was like, all right, well, this is like, you know, pretty mountainous. Mm. And in my mind, I was trying to think back to all the other conversations we've had about Japan because it's come up a lot being a really difficult map.
Yep.
You know, Karen was saying most things are going to end up near Tokyo and Crowd Bump, Drew Toothpaste was saying it's just like a really difficult place to pin. So I had no hints, no clues. I ended up putting it near Sapporo only on the reason that I hadn't seen a pin up there before. Like in the what we played, so I'm like, oh, by like law of averages,
that makes sense.
One of these has to end up north, right? So I'm like, oh, we'll try it. I won't go too far north. It's too much of a commitment to, well, I guess it really wasn't at this point. But yeah, I didn't want to go too far up north. So I put it in Sapporo thinking it'd be on that part of the country. It ended up being the basically exact opposite.
Yeah, but, well, you know, that happens, man. Hey, and still, you know, coming away with points, I think is, you know, Tom, to your point, anytime you can steal points on really hard maps, that's it.
Dividends.
All 106 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all that matters at the end of the day is just picking up points, even if it is just a dribble. You don't want a bagel. That's really what you don't want to do.
I already had one of those. Yeah.
I didn't mention it. if you can avoid that, and obviously with a country-specific map, it's probably quite hard unless you just don't drop a pin at all to bagel on it. But this was a very, very tough out. I sort of tougher than I'd say last week's, even though I'd scored better, because last week's at least I thought there were some elements of you could work out roughly where you were in the world, even if you didn't get it exact. This one, a lot of it, as we said, looks very, very similar, and without many kind of points of reference on where to go and what to look for and things, that was tough. I'm sure people are listening to this podcast and go, yes, but you could look at this, or you didn't look at this sign or this reflector.
Right.
Oh, I can imagine a lot of our top players in the tournament hear us going, oh, yeah, this is a really hard map. They're like, you haven't put in the work.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
You don't even know Japan? Come on.
Yeah. Well, I text Chi. He's a good friend of mine. I messaged him and just said, oh, this week's hard. We're in Japan. He goes, right, I'm off to learn. So I think he's he's doing some homework first, which is...
Yeah, you need to with this
one. Yeah, definitely. Which, hey, when we get to season two, maybe I'll have to put in the hours.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to start playing Japan rounds over and over and over
just
again.
That's it. 4 days straight. Let's go.
It's all you got to do. I mean, putting in the work, it's certainly from our conversation with Jay. I mean, from a lot of, you know, the fine-tuned details that people are able to really get into. I think it's when you see a 20,000-point score, I mean, you can see that there's, just from a stats-wise, you go from... You know, number 7 at 20,000, then it goes to 18, then to 16, 14, 13, right. And it's just like the fall off. So I think it really stands out that, you know, our top players are playing all of the country maps a lot.
Oh, definitely.
And gaining a lot of familiarity, which is just strong playing. And it's always the same dudes at the top, really making strides.
Well, that's the thing, you know, the more you play, the more you learn. And also, it's one of those things, it's like when you go to a quiz and someone will say to you, well, how did you know that? And it's just, if you know it, you know it and things. So, you know, if there was a pin in the UK next to a football stadium, I am fairly confident I do really well because I know it, because I've done a lot of it and played a lot of those maps. It's something that would come quite easily to me, whereas Japan, not so much. I just haven't experienced it. But, you know, who knows? Over time, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think for a lot of the players we have who aren't necessarily on the professional grade, a lot of tips we've talked about, you know, in terms of becoming stronger players on Japan. I think the signs reference of knowing that, you know, the Route 17, I don't know if it's a route or a highway, whatever that is, 17 coming out of Tokyo is not the same as the one is further south. And the shields, different sizes.
Yeah.
You know, getting to recognize, you know, even with the knowledge we have, knowing, hey, mountain region, that should bring me to northern Japan. You know, that means we played a few times and have these generalities.
Yeah.
So for all those players out there playing a map over and over, getting that sense of the landscape is really going to help out. And I think that's always good. But while we have, you know, Giovanni and Mitchie and Dan Owen and everybody, all the people, you know, our good buddy, Mate Potato.
Mate. Ugh.
I hate saying that.
Are the mountains in Japan in northern Japan?
They're not. It seems to be mountains everywhere.
Mountains everywhere.
You've got Nagano and Mount Fuji. Where's Mount Fuji? Is really far south. It's kind of just kind of west, southwest of Tokyo. And you've got mountains that are right through that spine because you had Nagano, you had the Winter Olympics there in...
Yeah.
1998. I was going to say welcome. 2000. That was obviously the Summer Olympics in Australia, I think. Anyway.
Sydney, Australia. You got it, buddy.
There you go. You see. Then if you zoom in even further down south, there's kind of mountainous, or you could say hilly regions all over the place.
Right.
So even you think, we're in the mountains. I must be near Mount Fuji. That's pretty tall. Or Nagano, because, you know, you had the Winter Olympics there. There must be some ski slopes, etc. It's not that cut and dry as you would have maybe in Europe with the Alps or in America when you as a European I go, oh, mountainous, we must be somewhere near Utah or Salt Lake, somewhere like that. That's roughly, you know, or half
wouldn't be that wrong.
You're not that far off.
I'll take that 200 absolutely. Points let's go.
So on the mountainous so in terms of the mountainous regions of Japan, what I just said about going north for the mountain regions of Japan is totally wrong. Oh, there are mountains everywhere.
I mean, that was my whole point.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to make you eat your words.
Yeah, thank you. You know, crow tastes really good mid-afternoon.
I'm not getting invited back, am I? Never mind. It was nice.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Okay, you made Ben leave. You made me point out Ryder being dumb.
Hey, that it does not take much. But it does.
No, because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I had the same thought process.
Right.
Mountains, maybe I'll go north. I remember Karen saying something about mountains around Tokyo too. Yep. So that's just what kind of lost me. I don't really know. Yeah. I don't know. Like I was saying, I don't know enough about the region and the geography to be able to like really say where even like north and south am I.
Right. Right.
Well, as is evident from our schools, I've got all of ours highlighted on the map on my screen now. And it's just lines galore where, you know,
dropping scores.
That's it.
Well, hey, a hard map that I am eager to see how the rest of the field really shakes out and see how, you know, Deuce, whether your 3,900 point score is going to hold up or 3,500 as right now is last. But, you know, there's a lot of geoguessing to go.
There's time.
We thought Ben, we just did the rundown before on Ben's score and Ben's score alone. It was impressively bad. I don't think you're that bad here. You're still holding up.
No. I mean, if I'm bottom five, if I get out of bottom five, I'll be surprised.
I mean, yeah. Well, a good goal. Good hopes to hold throughout the week. Well, Tom, thank you so much for joining us. It was good to hear your insight, and thanks for, you know, taking time. I know we're mid-work day here in the States, and for you taking time, you know, across the pond to join us on the podcast, it's awesome. So thanks for joining us for Japan, good luck in the rest of the tournament. It was great to talk.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Before we lose you, how do we find you?
Oh, that's right.
YouTube, you just search for GeoTomox on YouTube. That's my GeoGetter dedicated YouTube channel. And if you want to catch me on Twitch, I'm there as Mr. Tomox on Twitch. Stream a variety of things, mainly Football Manager and some Chat Guesser as well. And then on Twitter, if you're really, really that bored, it's Mr. Tomox on Twitter as well. You can find me on there.
Right on. Well, thanks for the plug. Thanks for the reminder, dude. Sorry about that. Well, again, Tom, thanks for joining us. It was really great to go through the Japan map with you, and good luck in the rest of the tournament.
No, thank you very much for having me on, guys. Fantastic pod. Been listening to it on commutes to work last couple of days. Really enjoyable.
Nice.
Good luck with the rest. Looking forward to the rest of the map, and I hope a season two.
Right on. Knows, right on. Fingers crossed. Yeah, right on. Cool. Tom, enjoy the rest of your night or morning. Is it morning?
No, it's what are we? We're quarter to nine in the evening, so I will be finishing this off, probably trying to tidy up after three children and then going to bed, I think.
Three, yeah.
Good
luck. Surprised you're still up with three. I have two and I'm fainting now.
Yeah, it's it's the life we chose.
That's right.
But hey, hey.
Right on. Well, good luck. Enjoy. And do stay in touch. We would love to stay in touch. And yeah, thanks for joining. Definitely.
Cheers, guys. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
It wasn't good for you, it was good for me. It was real good for me.
I'd like to hear that.
All right, here we go.